Like many wealthy amateur naturalists at the turn of the 20th century, St. Johnsbury industrialist and museum founder Franklin Fairbanks collected natural artifacts from all over the world, and he hired a local taxidermist to create elaborate glass-encased dioramas that attempt to show exotic wildlife in their natural habitats. But program director Leela Nordman says the taxidermist, William Balch, didn't have firsthand experience with, say, flamingos.
So he didn't realize what they actually fed on, and he has them feeding on frogs. And that's just kind of one of those fun, you know, quirky things, but that is just a testament to how long these dioramas have been around and what people knew and what we know now and how science is always changing and observation is really important to science.
So these days, visitors can do more than gaze at stuff under glass. In fact, they can visit without ever entering the museum. For example, Nordman says, there's a new crowdsourcing feature on the website for citizen scientists.
Our program, Community of Observers, is taking four different topics of birds, butterflies, wildflowers, and weather, and recording it for signs of change due to potential global warming.
Speaking of globes, in the museum, there's a mesmerizing one that shows movement of tectonic plates and weather patterns around the world with a touch of a finger. But Fairbanks isn't going to ditch those dioramas or the other 19th century curiosities. It's just trying harder to bring people in to see them. So, on one recent Friday, kids dropped off their favorite stuffed animals to spend the night. And the next morning, they returned to find their animal buddies hiding all over the museum, apparently making friends with the bigger beasts on display. Then, April Zyko read a picture story about animals.
He's very still.
It's a crocodile.
It is. There's crocodiles here. If you look really closely, these are his eyes.
She directs a new nursery school at the museum named for the taxidermist, William Balch. It's another attempt to make the museum more relevant for the next generation. Budding naturalists spend a lot of time outdoors. Fairbanks director Charlie Brown, who is retiring, is proud of the Balch Nature School. He's also proud of Fairbanks' new high-tech planetarium. But his biggest legacy, he says, is professionalizing the staff and, in his words, refining the collection.
In good faith, we couldn't continue to be this community's attic. We could not be the keeper of the collections that tell the story of this community's heritage for several reasons. One is it's not our strength. Another is that the collections that we did have were not on display by and large.
So the Fairbanks no longer stores items like all the historic Fairbanks scales or even a 19th century hearse. That has disappointed some local residents, including Peggy Pearl, who used to be the curator of the museum's history collection.
Yes, I was very sad because I spent 37 of my years at the Fairbanks Museum, and during that time I put together history classes and pretty popular festival of traditional crafts. And from a personal standpoint, I was very sad. I would have liked to have finished out my years teaching at the Fairbanks Museum.
Pearl and others have started an organization called St. Johnsbury History and Heritage Center, but it's having trouble finding a building in which to display the items no longer kept at the Fairbanks. Meanwhile, the search for Director Brown's replacement is expected to wrap up by summer. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.